The editors at National Review published a fantastic piece titled Mrs. Clinton and Her Fixer. In it, they wrote about the fixer, Uma Abedin. Abedin already admitted during legal proceedings that one of her assignments while working at State was seeing to Clinton family matters, which is inappropriate on its face. But what those matters consisted of is a fairly obvious case of rewarding Clinton Foundation donors with access to the nation's number one diplomat. Who were those donors? Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain wanted to sit down with Secretary Clinton but was rebuffed. Clinton Foundation executive Douglas Band intervened through Abedin to try to find a workaround for the Crown Prince, who gave donations to the Clinton Global Initiative totaling $32 million through 2010. Donations to the Clinton Foundation came in from the kingdom itself and from the state oil company. They listed other more domestic influence buyers Abedin catered to as well in the story, and they gave us an important reminder. It's important to keep in mind what the Clinton Foundation mainly does. It does precious little in the way of actual philanthropy, $9 million worth out of $140 million in revenue for 2013, but instead spends almost all of its money on salaries and travel expenses for various Clintons, including Chelsea Clinton, now its vice chairman, Democratic allies, toadies, flunkies, hangers-on, and assorted minions. It is a full employment sinecure program for friends and family of the Clinton political operation and very little more. The foundation isn't about charitable outreach, but about enriching the Clintons. That's what everything they do is about. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.